Welcome to the Slick and Juicy Sports Show, episode 39. Coming to you live from the Epicenter Sports, Chattanooga, Tennessee. We got some pick'ems, and we got a guest.
I'm always on the show.
Oh, nice of you to show up today. Oh, we got another guest.
Hi.
Tasty Tay. Going to do some picks. Why do you do this every time we
record? Hey, yeah, we're picking football games.
Picking football. I just got one topic to talk about before we pick football, just so we can get the headline. UTC football. Nebraska and Wisconsin was canceled due to COVID test. UTC offered to step in on short notice and play Nebraska on Saturday. Both teams agreed. Chattanooga cleared all their tests on Wednesday.
So it's happening?
Good to go. Big Ten denied it.
Oh, fuck the Big Ten.
They're scared, dog.
I don't know. Just fuck the Big Ten in general.
They're scared, dog. Already canceling games.
When did they cancel Nebraska and Wisconsin?
Today. And then UTC stepped up. They're like, hey, we're pretty good at beating Division I teams. We should have beat one last week. You got talking to the mic, Taylor.
Boss, they definitely lost.
You've got Hilltopper blood in you. We can't trust you. You're not a true mock. You don't bleed navy and gold.
I've never claimed to be a true
I don't either. I'm a Skyhawk. Ka-ka!
That's worse than Western Kentucky.
I'll throw that power C anywhere. I'm a mock for life. Hey, but good news for
Ohio
that.
Ohio Valley Conference is a tougher conference than whatever the fuck chat's in.
The Southern Conference? I don't think so.
I
keep in mind that Appalachian State was in the Southern Conference when they beat Michigan. So, come at me again, square boy.
Square boy?
You just look like a square today. I don't know.
Is this jacket?
Yeah.
It's not a jacket. It's a
beefing you up. You been doing chess? Shit. But yeah, I called him out. I added the Big Ten and said, you're a pussy. Fuck you. And a friend of the show, Chris James, favorited it. So, maybe he'll come on the podcast and talk about it.
I doubt it.
Doubt it. But maybe if I clip this and at Barstool Mocks, then he'll feel guilted into it. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe that ship has sailed. We've got week 9 action in college football. Really not much going on. It was really hard to pick 5 games to pick from. Then we got week 8 in NFL. We start off with number 5, Georgia at Kentucky. Georgia is a 17-point favorite.
Georgia. I mean, I don't. I mean, other than Kentucky's walloping of Tennessee, I don't think Kentucky's. Who else have they beaten? Anybody else?
No, I don't think so. Maybe Mississippi.
They beat
State?
Missouri.
Missouri. I don't know.
So. I think they've got 2 wins. Yeah, I mean, I'm going Georgia on that one.
You think Georgia comes back strong after a bye week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Think we see JT Daniels? I think we should.
It's a good week to put him in. After a bye week, and he's just got two more weeks healthy after that Bama game.
I think we'll see a blowout in the first half, and then maybe some JT in the second half. I'm not sure who Georgia plays the rest of the year. They might just have a cruise fest. I don't know.
SEC's done a cruise fest.
I think so. This year it is. Tasty Tay, who wins in a fight, a bulldog or a wildcat?
Wildcat. I don't know. Bulldogs are pretty.
I think wildcats are more athletic.
Fair. Bulldogs are fat and short.
And a wildcat is not a domestic animal. It's a ferocious predator.
My dog could fuck you up, Jalen.
Well, I'm not a... I'm not a domestic... I'm kind of a domestic
animal. So
you're going wildcats?
Yeah, I'm going wildcats. Next, we got Memphis at Cincinnati. Number 7, Cincinnati. Memphis has lost 1 game to SMU. Cincinnati undefeated, just beat the fucking brakes off of SMU. Cincinnati is a 6.5-point favorite.
I'm going to go Cincinnati. They actually look pretty good.
I'm going to rep Tennessee and say Memphis. You know, I'm kind of disappointed in you. But, yeah, I want to root for Cincinnati, too, because I want a non-Power 5 to make it in the playoffs.
I'm rooting for Memphis because my dog's name is Memphis.
Okay.
I think leaving when that one coach left for Florida State, I don't think Memphis is going to be top game anymore. You know who I'm talking about.
I don't think he went to Florida State, though.
He did.
Black guy?
No, the white guy. Norvell.
Okay. Next, we got Arkansas. No. We got our primetime game of the week. Number 3, Ohio State at number 18, Penn State. Ohio State is a 12.5-point favorite.
I'm going to go with the Penn State upset on this one. Yeah, I'm feeling it.
I don't think it's Penn State's as bad as losing to Indiana. I think we're kind of sleeping on how decent Indiana is. So I don't think you can take that as a benchmark.
I forgot they lost to Indiana.
Yeah, they just lost to Indiana in overtime.
Yeah, I know that now. Well, I knew it before. I had forgotten. I'll still go Penn State. I'm not going to backtrack. Ain't no bitch.
I'm on that Justin Fields hype train. Hopefully he falls to the 18th pick. And, yeah, Justin Fields. Who you think? Buckeye versus a Nittany Lion.
Versus a what?
A Nittany Lion.
I guess I'm going to go with a lion.
Okay.
I don't know if Buckeye might come out with those moves. I've never seen one fight.
What is a Buckeye?
It's a nut.
That's what I thought.
Butter in the middle and chocolate on the outside. It's a ball. My granddaddy makes them.
Okay.
Yeah. Their mascot is a nut, though.
Next, we got Arkansas at number 8, Texas A&M. Texas A&M is a 12-point favorite. I'm going to go ahead and say Jimbo Fisher's got Texas A&M where they want them. They're not going to win the West this year. They will win the West next year. I'm going Texas A&M.
Texas A&M.
We've got a Razorback versus an Aggie.
Razorback for sure.
Okay.
That's a little shout-out for McKinley. Only time I'll root for them.
Next, we got Texas at Oklahoma State. Number 6, Oklahoma State. I don't know if I agree with the spread on this one. Oklahoma State's only a 3.5-point favorite.
Fuck Texas. Oklahoma State all day.
I'm going to Oklahoma State, too. I think that they could legitimately make some noise in the playoffs. Maybe a little bit. Like, maybe not lose by 50 like the Big 12 normally does.
Yeah.
We've got a Longhorn versus a Cowboy.
Longhorn, no question.
Okay. I think they did conquer all the Longhorns, though, but...
Yeah, the Cowboys definitely win the war on that one. No.
Maybe. Okay, NFL action. Tonight, we got the Falcons against the Panthers. We both took the Panthers. Who wins in a fight, a Falcon or a Panther?
Falcons got aerial
Falcon,
shit.
I know. Falcons have that, like...
They got big talons, too. They go...
You can they screech down, hit you once, go back up.
Yeah, but if a Panther really wanted to, definitely rip the throat out of a Falcon.
If he could catch him.
If he gets him on the ground, it's game over.
All right, what's the pick?
Hey, but the Panthers... usually live or die by the ground, and they don't have their leading rusher. So can they get the Falcons on the ground?
I think it's possible. I'm going with Panthers.
Okay. Sunday, we've got the Patriots at the Bills. The Bills are a 4-point favorite. This is the battle of the AFC North, East.
I'm hammering the Bills, man. I think the Patriots are done. I've seen a rumor today that an anonymous GM was saying that Bill Belichick told him that every player on the Patriots roster was available at a price.
I'm also going Bills. Josh Allen hype train. I think he flourishes this week. I think he has a lot easier time with the Patriots defense than he did against the Jets defense. So that just speaks how bad the Patriots are.
Patriots defense is still better than the Jets defense.
I'm also going Bills. A Patriot versus a Bill.
What exactly is a bill? Like a duck bill?
No, like Bill, then your next door neighbor.
Like a buffalo bill. like a
A buffalo. It's
like
a buffalo.
Bison. Like a bison.
Yeah.
Oh, bison then. Bill all the way.
Okay. No love.
I don't know. Patriots did beat England.
The British. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next, we got the Titans at the Bengals. The Titans are a 5.5-point favorite.
I think Titans rebound this weekend. Derrick Henry is named AFC Offensive Player of the Month today. Titans.
I'm just looking at Joe Burrow throwing for 400 yards against a decent Browns defense. And even with Ben Roethlisberger throwing 3 picks, he was able to beat that sorry Titans defense. I think Joe Burrow balls out, gets a signature win against.
I don't think you've picked the Titans in a single game this year, so just keep that going, too.
Okay, I'm 1-0 as of last week, so. Bengals. A Titan versus a Bengal.
Titans.
Yeah. All the way. Arguably, mascot-wise, I think the Titans would be number one to everything. The Titans like a god, right?
I think a like football a football team would win most football games.
I mean, it's if a we're, metaphorical if we're, battle. No.
Yeah, no, no. If we're playing a football game against a bunch of Packers, then yeah, the football team is going to win the football game.
Just fucking keep going.
So I think your argument is invalid. Next, we've got the Raiders at the Browns. A little West Coast, East Coast, 1 o'clock game. Browns are a 2.5-point favorite.
I like this game. Raiders haven't looked as good in the last 2 weeks than we thought, than we were kind of hyping them up to be. I'm going to go Browns. I think Baker has another good week and shows what he can do without OBJ.
I saw a meme today, and it was a cooler with a Raiders emblem on it, and it said, the new camping toilet.
That's funny.
I like the Raiders, though, but I do think the Browns win this game just because they do have to go to the East Coast. Do the Raiders have a good defense?
That whole team is just young. I mean, you got
is Baker healthy?
Yes. I think he proved that last week. The Raiders, what spot did they draft Clean and Farrell last year? Like 4 or 5? He ain't been shit.
Raiders versus a Brown.
Like a turd. Their mascot's like a bulldog kind of thing. So a bulldog.
In a fight. And a Raiders like a pirate.
Let's go with pirate.
Like a Viking. I call it a Viking.
Definitely.
No, there's definitely already the Vikings. Next.
That's true.
Next, we got the Colts at the Lions.
Nordish guys.
The Colts are a 3-point favorite. I don't like that either. I think Matthew Stafford comes in. He's getting hot. Lions are going on a run. Going to get that wild card spot. I like the Lions in this one.
Wait, did the Colts were on a bye week last week?
Yes.
Okay. What are the Colts at? 4-2?
Yes.
Lions at 500? I'm going to go Lions just because I hate the Colts.
A Colt versus a Lion.
Is a Colt like a horseshoe?
It's like a horse.
It would be a horse.
It's like a Colt. A Colt is a baby horse.
Yeah, I don't know why I said that. Wait, what is it?
A Colt baby horse.
It's a baby horse.
I'm saying Colt versus what?
Lion. A Lion.
Colt. For sure.
Right?
Wait, hold on. No, I changed my vote. Lion. Sorry. That was up here. Sorry.
The lion is the most aggressive animal on the planet.
Yeah, but horses are big. I guess lions are big, too, though.
Let's move on. Go. Keep going.
Sorry.
Next, we got the Vikings at the Packers. The Packers are a 6.5-point favorite.
It's a baby horse anyways. Taylor's not that big.
Yeah, a lion would eat that for an appetizer. Like, would you like any? Would you like any?
Picks, not you.
Would you like any breadsticks? No, I'd like a Colt.
You're disgusting.
Vikings at Packers. Packers 6.5-point favorite. I just can't trust the Vikings.
No, yeah, fuck them. All right, Packers. That's an
yeah,
easy
Packers.
One.
Aaron Rodgers.
Packers looked good this weekend compared to what they did
fuck
against,
you,
against the Bucks.
Vikings versus a meat packer.
Vikings.
I thought Packers were just your regular old Wisconsin man.
No, they were called the Packers because they all worked at a meat packing factory.
Are you sure it's not a cheese packing?
No, it was meat because they're originally from Chicago.
Why are they cheeseheads?
Because they're in Wisconsin now and it's a land of milk and cows.
And cheese curds.
And cheese curds.
All right.
Taylor doesn't even like cheese.
It's so weird.
Next, we got the Jets at the Chiefs. The Chiefs are a 19.5-point favorite.
Do you really even know who I'm going to pick here? Chiefs.
I'd say Chiefs. I don't say 19.5, but I say Chiefs.
The Chiefs could probably win this game without throwing the ball at all.
I mean, they beat the Bills, the best team in the league, without throwing the ball. So.
The best team in the league.
A Jet versus a Chief.
Like an Indian Chief.
In like a jet airplane.
No, the jet does not have any machine guns on it or anything. It's just a regular just jet.
Realistically here, if a jet's coming at me, I'm definitely on the bottom half of this.
But yeah, especially if you're on the back of a horse, like, eating.
I think in my situation, I'm just picking solely based on mascots. A jet would definitely win here.
Yeah, okay. But does the jet... It's a lose-lose situation because if the jet's going to fly into the chief, his jet's going to blow up.
Die first, regardless.
They both die.
I mean... If a skyscraper couldn't hold up against a jet, what makes you think an Indian is?
That's true. Jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
You tell me.
Just saying, too.
Inside job. Hey, Taylor, do you think 9/11 was an inside job?
We're not talking about that.
Next, we've got the Rams at 9/11. Rams at the Dolphins. Rams are a 3.5-point favorite.
I'm going Rams. Rams are my sneaky team right now.
Speaking of sneaky, this is Tua's first game.
Yeah, Aaron Donald's going to shove his fist down his throat.
Yeah, I'm going Rams, too. Tua doesn't make it to the third quarter. A Ram versus a Dolphin. Depends on where the fight is. Is it on land or is it in water?
A ram. Isn't that like a...
It's like a... Like a...
Like a mountain goat, but bigger and with bigger horns.
Yeah, it goes...
Yeah, to be fair, this depends because obviously a dolphin can't get out of water. So if you put a ram in the water, I think it's kind of fucked.
And dolphins are gay.
What does that have to do with this?
I mean, he would fuck them to death.
Oh, who told you that dolphins are gay?
Dolphins are gay.
They're all gay.
Yeah.
How do they reproduce?
I mean, they fuck women too, but they mostly like asshole.
So they're bisexual.
I guess. Politically correct, Jalen Mustin.
I'm just saying.
Okay. And Tua. Who did Tua play for in college?
Alabama.
Okay. Fair enough. You passed today. Steelers at the Ravens. The Ravens are a 4-point favorite.
I don't like that line.
I don't like that either, especially
I like the Steelers.
How physical the Steelers are.
I think the Steelers defense... The Ravens have not looked good on offense so far, and if they're going to try to... The whole Ravens offense depends on how they're running the ball, and I don't think you're going to run too good against this Steelers defense.
I don't know what the money line is on this, but I imagine, obviously, if the spread is 4 points, then the Steelers are probably around a 180, 200.
What is it going to take for the Steelers to get respected?
Them beating the fucking brakes off of the Ravens this week. Yeah, I'm hammering. Hey, sneak peek to the Friday Slick Pick Show. Hammering the Steelers. A Steelmaker versus a Raven.
Steelmaker all the way.
Okay. Next, we got the Chargers at the Broncos. The Broncos are a 3.5-point favorite. I don't know how.
That'll be a fun little game, I think. AFC
that
matchup.
Nobody will watch. This is a 4 o'clock game that nobody watches.
Fair enough. I'm going Chargers.
I'm also going Chargers. Herbert, you know, do your thing. Win that Rookie of the Year. Prove me right. Lightning Bolt versus a Bronco.
Bronco. Actually, you know what? Not everybody that gets struck by lightning dies, so. Maybe just paralyzed.
Bill Belichick got struck by lightning.
I feel like lightning definitely has the upper hand here.
Especially if they can pick where it's striking.
Yeah, but what if it's random? You never know when it's going to strike.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the Broncos screwed either way. Lightning, Bolt, whatever. That's what I'm going with.
Chargers.
Next, we got the Saints at the Bears. Saints are a 4.5-point favorite. Hear me out. I know the Bears let me down last week. Drew Brees over the hill. Could be cold and outside.
Bears are my phony. I got to go Saints, though. I think Michael Thomas is playing this weekend, too.
I'm going Bears. Big Dick Nick gets it back in the game.
He's got to deserve that nickname back because right now he ain't got it.
Well, he's going to come back. I mean.
He's medium-sized.
This will be
Big
the
Dick Nick,
this will
or
be
medium-sized
the,
Dick Nick.
No, this will be the battle of the two quarterbacks with the smallest penises because all Drew Brees does is check down. He has a small cock.
He's been doing that for 23 years?
No, not 23 years, just lately. You can tell he needs some Viagra or something. He's old. He needs to get that dick up so he can throw it down the field.
Testosterone.
Yeah, TRT. I'm going Bears. A saint versus a bear.
A bear, always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't fuck with bears. 49ers at the Seahawks. The Seahawks are a 3-point favorite.
49ers are getting healthy. They looked really good against the Patriots. I'm going to go 49ers.
I'm also going to go 49ers. I don't like the Seahawks. I think this is the game that decides the division in the long run. If the 49ers want to win the division, they got to win this week, and I think they will. A Miner versus a Seahawk.
Seahawk? I don't know what a Miner is, but Seahawk.
He searches for gold.
In the gold rush when everybody went to California to mine gold.
Like a child?
What?
Like a child?
No, it's just a music note, like a G minor.
Like oh. I thought you meant like a minor, like he's under 18.
No. So what was my other one? Seahawk?
Seahawk.
Yeah, Seahawk.
I don't know.
The 49ers, they have pickaxes.
Okay, but we also have the upper hand advantage again from this flying animal.
This is true. But Seahawks don't have the same talons that a falcon does.
They still have a beak that could go straight in your eye.
Fair enough. She's been thinking about this.
Sunday Night Football. I just really don't like the primetime.
I am just looking at these. I'm so sick and tired of all of these NFC East games being fucking primetime.
Cowboys at the Eagles. The Eagles are a 9-point favorite.
Eagles.
Gucci Danucci.
Eagles all
Gucci
day.
Danucci. I'm also going Eagles.
Okay, I'm also going Eagles. I have another point to make my bird theory. They can also shit on you. They literally just started out by blinding you, by shitting on you, and then game over.
Plot twist, the Cowboys shit on themselves.
It doesn't matter, they can't shit up.
True. So they just have double shit on them.
Yeah. Shit themselves.
So they shit in your eye and blind you, and then that's when it gets you.
Like claws, beaks.
Cowboys do have guns, though. But if they're really America's team, they would never shoot an eagle.
This is true.
There you go.
This is a contradiction, no?
No, eagle.
Okay.
I respect that. Monday Night Football, we got the Buccaneers at the Giants. Buccaneers are a 12-point favorite.
Bucks.
I will definitely not be staying up till 1 o'clock for this.
Me either.
This should be Thursday Night Football. Yeah, I'm going Buccaneers too.
Fucking move the Steelers-Ravens game to Sunday or Monday night.
Yeah, can we not flex in Week 8? I feel like you should be able to flex throughout the entire season.
Definitely.
A pirate versus a giant.
A giant.
Fair enough.
A pirate also only has one eye, so that's already their first disadvantage.
You just assume all pirates have one eye.
Absolutely. If you don't have one eye, you're not a pirate.
All right. Well, we made our picks. Current standings. Slick is sitting at 66 and 56.
Gosh.
Juicy sitting at 84 and 38. So,
you got a lot of coming back to do.
And it's a shame because I never come on backs. We'll see how Taylor's picks do this weekend, though. Watch her go perfect.
I was picking solely off the mascot, nothing about the team, to be fair.
If you donate me $20, I'll put a dollar on each game and see how you do. And you depending on how good you do, that's what you get to eat for dinner on Tuesday.
That's rude.
We still have to do the cat thing.
Yeah.
On Sunday, maybe.
Thank you so much for listening to episode 39 of the Slick and Juicy Sports Show. Catch us next Tuesday. Make sure you tune in to Slick Picks Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on IGTV. See you next time. Bye.